all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Well, it's time to talk addiction. You know, Michelle, it's a tough topic out there. I just saw this amazing film the other day. I think I told you about it. It was called Lipstick and Liquor. It was about women and alcohol.
And no, I didn't. It's a documentary. I've got to look it up.
You got to see this. I'll send you the link. It's just an amazing thing, and you can actually watch the whole thing. It's pretty crazy. And, you know, I think that this is really important for women to understand the whole issue of addiction, treatment, how much does it cost to really heal. I can't think of anyone better to really address this than my wonderful team member at Elements Behavioral Health and the executive director of Promises in Austin, Ilana Zivkovic. And Ilana, I'm just welcoming you on to Her Radio. I know that Michelle and I have so many questions for you, especially as it relates to addiction in women. You know, we find that 21 million people over 18 years of age in the United States have some form of substance use disorder over the course of 12 months. Holy moly, 23.5 million teenagers and adults are addicted to alcohol or drugs, and that's like 1 in 10 gets treatment. What's going on here?
Right. Well, first, Pam and Michelle, thank you both so much for having me on your show. I'm honored and excited. Clearly, the needs far outweigh the resources, and there's a lot that goes into that. Part of it, as you sort of alluded to, Pam, is definitely the cost. Part of it is still stigma, and part of it is just the nature of this terrible, you know, life-threatening disease, which is denial and not wanting to move away from the substances that are helping the person survive is a huge part of the disease. So just picking up that phone and asking for help in the first place can be such a challenge.
Very challenging, as I, you know, have experienced with my own daughter. It's been very challenging. And she actually came to me and said, I have a problem and I need help, which was probably, I'm sure you'll agree that that was the best thing that could happen. But then it's, how do I find, you know, I was looking for the right treatment center, right? There are so many, and I wanted to make sure that she had a good outcome. So tell us about different treatment centers and the quality and what they offer.
Well, you know, especially Promises Austin, which is, I think, a very unique facility, and I know a treatment center that you really believe in. So help us understand, you know, when you're in a situation like that, how do you look for the great, for the one place that's just the best?
Yeah. Oh, and it's such a good and important question, because for better or for worse, you know, these days there's so many great web designers out there and people that can create really beautiful websites that might look like they, you know, are offering a fantastic service, but you've got to dig deeper. There's these buzzwords that get thrown around a lot, holistic or individualized treatment, but you've got to look deeper than that. Get on the phone with the providers, the admissions folks, the clinical folks, the people that are actually going to be providing the services, and really talk about what does your program look like. How often will my loved one, or I, if I'm calling in for myself, how often will they receive services? How often will they be in group? How often will they receive individual? What type of holistic services do you have? What type of wraparound services do you have? What emphasis do you place on the body? What is the food there like? You know, there's so many aspects to really developing and then maintaining a healthy recovery that are beyond just therapy. And if you don't know what to ask, you can get caught up in the flare. Here at Promises, we really pride ourselves on having folks, and at Elements Behavioral Health in general, having folks that are available 24/7 to be able to answer those calls, because this disease doesn't know 9 to 5 hours.
Exactly.
The crisis comes and the person is ready. It might be Saturday night at midnight.
Exactly.
You want to be able to get a hold of someone that can help you through that moment.
Right, because you're so, you know, I mean, you're just you're paralyzed almost and you don't know what to do. So I agree, you have to have that, you have to have availability 24/7. So let's talk about the varying price ranges and then also insurance. Does insurance cover this, and what are the price ranges for each facility?
Yeah, so insurance is a whole can of worms. Some facilities are in-network, meaning the insurance will cover oftentimes up to the full cost. Some facilities are out-of-network, and these rates can vary so much based on the provider as well as the individual and their policy as well as their history. So, you know, you could be looking at out-of-pocket paying $500, $5,000, $25,000. The best advice I can give there is to work with the treatment center that you think you're interested in, have them run your benefits, and get a really good understanding of what you're up against financially. There definitely are more affordable options out there, you know, some state-funded programs, some grant-funded programs, things like that, if you do not have insurance or the ability to pay anything out of pocket. But the costs vary wild, you know, very widely. So my advice would be to really understand that prior to committing to treatment so you don't end up in harm's way financially later on down the road.
Right.
Well, can I ask you a question, Alana? I know sure. A couple of my patients just recently asked me this question because they were struggling with family members who have been in residence before. How many times, how often does it really take to go through residential treatment before it really sticks? Now, isn't that the $60,000 question? You know, people, you know, they say for smoking, all right, it takes like a good 20 times, you know, oft times before it finally really sticks for some reason. But talk to us in your own expertise and opinion, how often does it really take before someone really gets it, as it were?
Well, that is such an individual question. What I can say is the research shows every time someone returns to treatment, they are more likely to get and stay sober than the time before. So if I'm going in for treatment number 3, that one's more likely to stick than treatment number 2. If I'm going in for treatment number 8, that one's more likely to stick than treatment number 7. And that can be so challenging for the families, not just financially, but emotionally and spiritually, to continue to put energy into this and to continue to keep hope alive. But this is a disease it is a chronic disease that has a chronic recovery available. You know, once someone gets it, you're really opening up a whole new life for that person. So even though it can be so challenging, treatment is going to be more effective each and every time you go because you don't lose what you've learned before. You know, you build upon that. In terms of the cost, another thing that is just relevant to say, I'll share with you guys a little bit of my personal story. I am one of the lucky, fortunate, grateful, blessed individuals. I have been in continuous sobriety since I was 16 years old. And I did go to treatment at the time. It was not my choice to go in. This was something that my family did for me. They spent my entire college fund on paying for my treatment experience. And those dollars and what they have afforded for me in my life and for my family are absolutely priceless. You know, really, we got to a place of looking at what's the cost of not going. And that cost was just too high.
Wow. A story. You know, Alana, I want to thank you for sharing that personal, you know, story about yourself, because that really means a lot to so many people out there, and also convinces everyone out there, clearly, you've got a real passion for this field. And being executive director at Promises Austin, I know that people are really benefiting from that type of experience. I want to thank you, Alana Zivkovic, who is the executive director of Promises Austin of the Elements Behavioral Health Treatment Center Network. And the website is promisesaustin.com. Thank you so much, Alana. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.